You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demonstration. And I thought for this demonstration, I might just go through some of the things that you can actually do with the digital crown. And one of the things I wanted to show you in relation to voiceover with the digital crown is something called digital crown navigation, which allows you to navigate clock face, the home applications screen and applications. Basically, rather than flicking left or right on the screen, when you turn this digital crown mode on for voiceover, you can use the digital crown to scroll or move backwards and forwards across the screen, if you like, on the Apple Watch. And I'll get to that after I've talked about the various ways that you can definitely use the digital crown, and then I'll demonstrate the use of voiceover specifically with the digital crown navigation item. The first thing I can do with the digital crown is I can press it to actually wake up my Apple Watch rather than tapping on the screen.
258.
I'm at my clock face. If I press the digital crown once, I've now gone to the middle icon on the home screen of my Apple Watch, which is currently clock. Now, if I flick away from the middle icon, I'm flicking back to the left here.
Activity. Double post.
Okay, if I now press the digital crown once again,
clock.
It puts my focus back in the middle. So now if I wanted to, I can continue flicking down the screen.
Music.
The other way.
Messages. Stopwatch.
To the right.
Calculator watch pro free.
To get to other apps. So press the digital crown again.
Clock.
I'm back into the middle. And when I'm on the home app screen, of course, if I press the digital crown once again,
clock face, 2259.
I'm back to the clock face. So I press it again.
Home. Clock.
Back on the home screen of full of apps. If I'm gonna go into an app, let me just flick to the right.
Music. Messages. Stopwatch. Calculator watch pro free. Timer.
Okay, let me go into timer, for example, one finger double tap.
Timer, 0 hours, adjustable.
And the way to exit an app is just to press the digital crown once again.
Home, timer.
Okay, and I'm back to the home screen on the timer. And of course, if I press the digital crown again, it would jump straight back to the clock icon. Now, the other thing you can do with the digital crown, you can also get it to open up the focused app that you're currently on the actual home screen. So if I do that now, if I flick back to timer, say one finger flick back to the right.
Music, messages, stopwatch, calculator watch pro free, timer.
Okay, and now I'm gonna scroll my digital crown away from me.
Timer.
I've now opened up the timer. So let me just do that again. Pressing the digital crown once to come back out.
Home. Timer.
Let me flick back to the left.
Calculator watch pro free. Stopwatch.
Okay, let's try stopwatch. Scroll the digital crown away from me.
Stopwatch.
I've opened up stopwatch. So that's just another way of using the digital crown to open up an app. And if I press the digital crown again, once. Back on stopwatch. If I press the digital crown once again, go back to the middle.
Clock.
And rather than me pressing the digital crown to go back to the clock face, I can double tap on that clock in the middle.
Clock face.
And it also takes me back to the clock face. So pressing the digital crown again once.
Home. Clock.
And I'm back on my home screen with the clock icon in the middle. Okay, but let me just show you something slightly different you can do now by pressing the digital crown twice. So let me flick back to timer again.
Music, messages, stopwatch, calculator, timer.
One finger double tap.
Timer, 0 hours, adjustable.
Okay, now this time I'm going to press the digital crown twice.
Clock face,
2301. Okay, so I'm on the clock face, which is what I get when I wake up the watch. And if I press it again twice, I'll go back to
timer. 0 hours. Adjustable.
So pressing the digital crown twice will switch it between the last year's app and the clock face. So let's try another one. I'm just going to press the digital crown once to come out of the timer.
Clock face, 2301.
And it's come back to the clock face because that was the last thing I actually used. So I'm going to press it once again.
Home, timer.
And let's be nice and tidy. I'm going to press it again to go back to the middle icon for the clock.
Clock.
So that's pressing the digital crown once and twice. And of course, pressing the digital crown three times. If you've set up the accessibility shortcut via the Apple iOS app in general settings, accessibility, and right down the bottom, you can set access shortcut for VoiceOver or Zoom as of the time of this recording. So if I press my digital crown now three times, I've set up mine to turn VoiceOver on and off. So I've currently got VoiceOver running, so if I press it three times, one, two, three.
VoiceOver off.
Okay, I've turned off VoiceOver, and I press it again three times, one, two, three.
VoiceOver on.
I've turned VoiceOver back on again. Now, since we're talking about pushing in the digital crown, of course, the other option you can do with the digital crown pushing in is to push it in and hold it, and that will activate Siri. And what will happen is I'll hold the digital crown in, I feel a vibration, I can then say something to Siri, I'll then feel a vibration to let me know that Siri has heard me, and then I'll get the response back. So let's just try that, holding it in now. Siri, are you working?
I can't answer that.
Okay, fair enough. Now, there's two other accessible ways that I found to use the digital crown in the scrolling version use of the digital crown, as in pushing it backwards and forwards as you are scrolling it, rather than actually physically pushing the crown in. The first one is to use it in the clock faces that you can get to by doing a force press on the clock face. That's where you can customize a clock face. And in there, you can scroll up and down a particular location in the clock face to choose different complications or different options, such as your battery strength, weather, and so on, depending on what you want to put on the initial clock face when you wake up your Apple Watch. And of course, the other option is to turn the volume up and down of music playing. And I'll just demonstrate the music playing option. So I'm just going to ask Siri to start playing music off my iPhone. So I'm holding the digital crown.
2308.
Play music.
Music, 6 seconds elapsed. Back button.
Okay, and if I use the scroll wheel on the digital crown.
30%, 12%.
Okay, I've turned it down. And if I scroll the other way away from me, this is my left hand.
21%, 33%, 49%.
Yeah, I'll turn it up. And then let me find my stop button.
Volume. Next track. Pause. Button. Play.
Okay, so that was me using the digital crown, as in scrolling it backwards and forwards, to turn the volume up and down with the music playing on my iPhone. So now we come to the fun bit that I wanted to show you at the beginning, and that's using the VoiceOver digital crown function for navigating around the Apple Watch screens. I'm just going to press the digital crown since we're dealing with the digital crown at the moment.
2311.
And I'm going to press it again to take us to the home screen. And we're landed on clock in the middle. Now I'm going to turn on the VoiceOver digital crown option. Two fingers three times.
Crown navigation on.
And now I've turned crown navigation on. So now scroll away from me using the crown.
Mail. Activity. Double post. Passbook. Weather.
Okay, and back towards me.
Passbook. Double post. Activity. Mail. Clock.
Okay, it's very nice indeed. And of course, that was exactly like me flicking back to the left like this.
Mail. Activity. Double post. Passbook. Weather.
Then flicking back to the right, as in scrolling back towards me.
Passbook. Double post. Activity. Mail. Clock.
So you really wouldn't know any difference between me using the digital crown to move versus using gestures on the touch screen. So again, using the digital crown, I'm going to scroll it back towards me again.
Music. Messages. Stopwatch. Calculator Watch Pro 3.
Timer. And every time I'm turning it, I'm not turning it that far to get to generate the movement.
Settings. Photos. Remote.
Okay, and going back to the other way, scrolling away from me.
Photos. Settings. Timer. Calculator watch pro for stopwatch. Messages. Music. Clock.
Okay, and back to clock. Okay, so let me go and open up the weather app. So I'm going to scroll it away from me using the digital crown.
Mail. Activity. Double post. Passport. Weather.
And know if you're imagining the fact that you can press in the digital crown to do a click. It doesn't do that, although that would actually be a nice feature since you've already got your finger on the digital crown already. It's just a normal voiceover double tap on the screen.
Weather. Weather. Current location, Nerara.
Okay, and if I scroll back towards me, so I'm effectively flicking on the screen to the right.
Current temperature, 15 degrees, 10 p.m., showers.
Okay, so that's the way to navigate through an application. So I'm just going to press the digital crown once to come out.
Home. Weather.
Now, what's going to happen though is that if I now start playing music, that digital crown is no longer going to operate to turn the volume up and down, which is why you can toggle it on and off again. So let me just show you. Holding the digital crown in. Play music. Okay. I've got the music app running. And if I try and use my digital crown,
previous track, pause. Previous track, chandelier of stars, previous track, pause. Play.
Okay, it's just navigating the screen of the music playing application. So if I do two fingers three times, one, two, three.
Crown navigation off.
I've now turned crown navigation off. And I won't start it playing again, but if I now scroll it back towards me,
34%, 22%.
You can hear the volume numbers going down.
9%.
And if I push it away from me.
24%. 38%. 52%.
Okay, and so on. So you do need to toggle it on and off if you want to use the digital crown in standard mode, particularly still with the fact that you can use that for volume control in the music player. And as I also said, choosing complications when you want to set up one of the clock faces the way you want it with battery, weather, etc. So I'm just going to put my watch to sleep, putting my hand over the screen. And that completes this demonstration of a play around with the digital crown, i.e. pressing it once, twice, three times and holding it in, and also to a demonstration of the voiceover digital crown option to allow you to navigate left and right by using the scroll function to navigate around the screens, and of course the two fingers three times to turn the digital crown on or off, particularly if you want to use the digital crown in standard mode, i.e. for volume or choosing complications in the clock faces. So as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.